Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Happy to be out.
Amen.
Feeling refreshed.
Amen.
Let's all stand. Let's go before Him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, so thankful for another day You give us, Lord. Lord, we feel so refreshed in the Spirit, Lord, so clean. Lord, so thankful for all You do for us. Lord, we just appreciate You and love You so much. Lord, we can never say it enough. Lord, we just feel joyous in our hearts, Lord, for what You've done for us. Lord, we just ask You to have Your way in another service, Lord. Everything be said and done for Your glory, Your honor. That's why we're here. We ask it in Your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Page 46 in The Only Believe. I was outside most of the day today and so cloudy and dreary and cold, and all of a sudden the sun come out.
Yes.
Amen. Sunlight, sunlight. I wandered in the shades of night till Jesus came to me, and with the sunlight of His love bid all my darkness flee. Sunlight, sunlight on a soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since my Savior found me, took away my sin, I have had the sunlight of His love within. Though clouds may gather in the sky and billows round me roll, however service, them old birds is just a chirping out there.
Yes.
You didn't hear them this morning as much. But since God came in our heart,
amen.
We always feel the sunlight of His love.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like to sing that song on page 105. Just think about the words in this song.
Amen.
Don't let it become just a song to you. Oh, I love that man from Galilee.
Amen.
He has done so very much for me.
Amen. Yes.
In a manger long ago, I know it's really so, a babe was born to save men from their sin. John saw Him on the shore, the Lamb forevermore.
Amen.
The crucified of Calvary.
He's forgiven all my sins. Place the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee. The publican went to pray in the temple there one day. He cried, oh Lord, be merciful to me. He was forgiven of every sin, and a deep peace came within. He said, come see this man from Galilee.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. For he's done so very much for me. He's the root of all my sins. Place the Holy Ghost.
So very much for me. Hallelujah. This ain't just a song. This is reality.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. And when you know, you can sing it with assurance. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
Page
you,
360. Same book.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Greater is he that's in me. Amen.
Yes.
Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Satan's like a roaring lion, roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. The Bible tells us so. Many souls have been his prey,
Amen. Anybody else got a song in their heart?
Praise God.
Amen. At all. Sister Heather.
115
little book. Yes. Heather, you're next.
Don't put that one. No, I'm sorry, 15.
15? 15, the capstone book. Amen. Amen. You think about it, saints. Who am
Amen.
I? Boy, it makes you humble. Amen. When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the holy, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary took my place, and I asked myself this question, amen, who am I? Hallelujah. Sister Heather, you have a song there? Mm-hmm. Something we'll sing?
Something in my soul which keeps the shadows all away. It is love, my Savior's love. Some lightens every burden, gives me gladness day by day. It is love, my Savior's love. Oh, the precious love of Jesus, how it thrills my ransomed soul. More and more I'll sing its praises while the happy ages roll. When the tempter tries to win me, something keeps me true and strong. It is love, my Savior's love. Something makes my life a blessing to the needy in the throng. It is love, my Savior's love. When misfortune overtakes me, something calms my troubled breast. It is love, my Savior's love. Something draws my soul to heaven, that sweet land of peace and rest. It is love, my Savior's love. Soul astray and bowed in sorrow, something waits for you today. It is love, my Savior's love. It would give you peace and comfort, make your burdens roll away. It is love, my Savior's love. Oh, the precious love of Jesus, how it thrills my ransomed soul. Oh, more and more I'll sing its praises while the happy ages roll. More and more I'll sing its praises while the happy ages roll.
Amen.
More and more I'll sing its praises. Amen. We ought to. We ought to be able to. Amen. Anybody else got a song? Amen. I tell you what, I don't have no agenda. I don't have no book to go by. Amen. Amen. Got a song on your heart? Just get it out. Amen. I am blessed to sing out.
Amen.
I am blessed. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I am blessed, I am blessed, I am blessed, I am blessed, every day that I live, I am blessed, when I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed, I am blessed, I am blessed.
Amen. Thank God.
And trials we go through.
Amen.
We do. We're human. The older we get, I'm sure it gets a little more strenuous. But at the end of the day, you're still blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you get up in the morning, you're still blessed.
Yes.
Amen. Because you know where you're going. You know you got a home prepared for you.
Yes.
It's all been worth it all. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated.
Praise
guess
name.
I better take up the offering before I forget. Brother Kevin,
Amen.
Bring up the offering. I am blessed.
Lord, truly we are blessed.
Amen.
Father, no matter what our circumstances in life, Father, Lord, to know that you're living within our
yes.
hearts. Oh, God, that desire burning in our hearts when we rise in the morning.
Amen.
Father, to do your will, Lord, and to see our life as a living sacrifice to you.
Yes.
Oh, what a blessing. Father, for truly this is, a Lord, so valuable, Lord, more precious than gold.
Amen.
We're so thankful. I ask that you would bless this service, Lord, this part of the service, Lord, the offering, Lord, just as we take it up, bless each and every hand that contributes, Lord. And Lord, may you multiply it to meet the needs.
Amen.
We thank you so much in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. I am blessed. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's take the needs of the people now. Amen. Anybody have a need on your heart? A need on your heart for your family? For loved ones? Amen. There's a lot of people out there that needs God.
Yes, amen.
A lot of people that need just a little bit more to make it in life. Amen. We're blessed. Remember them in prayer tonight as we ask. Brother T. Long, you want to take the request? Amen.
Heavenly Father, we are so privileged to be able to gather here, Lord, again, and to be able to present our needs before you. And knowing, Father, that you know what our need is before we even ask. That's the glorious thing, Lord. And Father, we appreciate you so very much. And Lord, our heart goes out for anyone, Lord, that has a need. And Lord, I have a need. Lord Jesus, I'm sure everyone in here does. Lord, my greatest need is, Lord, the first is revelation for me, Lord. Lord, give me a greater revelation, thy precious word, a greater reality. Lord, help me, Father. I pray that you'll help every person here, Lord. The Father, the desire would be right for revelation and be, Lord Jesus, their heart would be in a position and be open constantly for you to move in their life. That's our desire, Lord, first above all things. And Father, those that are sick and afflicted and may have some kind of financial need or maybe some kind of other type of need in a family, Lord, that only you can take care of. I'm asking, Lord, that you would grant that to them, give their heart's desire to them, and trusting, Lord, that through your word we'll be able to match, Lord, the position we need to be in to ask and know we shall get whatever we ask for. Oh, God, that we can ask without our hearts being condemned and know everything's right and made clean before you. Lord, we're so thankful for even today, as our brother said, we just feel so clean and just so scrubbed out, Lord Jesus. We just want to stay that way all the time. Oh, God, that we'd be pleasing in thy sight at all times. So bless us now, Lord. And Father, how our soul, our heart cries out, Lord Jesus, for the corruption and the sin that's done in the city, Lord. Oh, out here in the world, Lord, oh, God, what's going on? Oh, Lord Jesus, if there's a little seed laying out there, oh, may your Holy Spirit go out there and search and bring him in, Lord, for it's too late. Oh, God, help us now. We know we're winding down. Time's about over with. And Father, we must be ready. So, Lord, bless our brother tonight. Make it easy for him to bring the word of God that'll strengthen us, encourage us, and Lord, bring a closer walk yet tonight through the word of God. We ask it now, Lord, to your glory and praise. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you believe?
Amen.
Amen. All things are possible to them that believe.
Praise
you
God.
Believe it?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sorry for getting off script there. Never was much on keeping agendas and order, but I just go with what I feel led to do. Amen. So as we ask our brother to come, let's sing out a little chorus. Why can't you see why I'm happy?
Amen.
A lot to be happy for. Amen. Can't you see why I'm happy? I've accepted the word of the Lord, a revealed word that was spoken.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we truly are happy, Lord. Father, for what you've done for us and what we can see. And Lord, as it's been said, as we was able to come this morning, Lord, in remembrance. Lord, what a great joy and honor and a privilege it is, Lord, to know that that was me that you was hung there for, Lord. And to bring into remembrance, Lord, that you thought of me way back there. Before I had done any good or evil, Lord, you saw me in your mind. And Lord, how much greater it just grows, Lord, when we can see what we needed and what you provided. And Lord, how it makes us love you and how we pray that it'll cause a greater love in our hearts, Lord, and a greater determination, Lord, to make sure that everything we do lines up 100% with what you want in our lives. Lord, we've humbly come tonight to ask you to bless your word. Bless it to our hearts, Lord, and may it just help us in some way, Lord. You know all things, and we'll never fail to see that you receive the glory and the honor for it all. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, aren't you happy?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for his precious word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. While you're standing, let's turn our Bibles over to the book of Proverbs. Amen. Just a small exhortation tonight. I pray it'll just strengthen you some way along the way. You know, just may be a odd subject. I don't know. But it was a little conversation we was having after service Thursday night. Something struck me, and I just kind of got to think about it all weekend. And this morning I come into service early and was sitting back there in scriptures and things, was reading some stuff. And I thought, well, Lord, let's just talk about it. Amen. It's God's word. It's all good. Amen. Here in the book of Proverbs, in the 8th chapter, I'm going to start there at the 32nd verse. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors, for whoso findeth life shall obtain favor of the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless reading these words, and you may be seated.
Praise God.
Amen. We were just having a brief conversation there Thursday evening, and we got to talking about, my brother was mentioning the Ford Motor Company, and how they spent $1 million, he said, to create the little book they put in the dashboard of the car when you buy it.
Yes.
And you know, I got to thinking about that. And how many in here has been guilty of buying a car and never pulling that book out of the dash to read it?
Yes.
Amen. I'd say most of us have. Mm-hmm. Same way with a lot of things we buy.
Yes.
You know, you sisters may get a new sewing machine. Well, I know how to run a sewing machine. I ain't reading that book. I'll just get this sewing machine out and I'll just go to sewing. It's very common. We do it all a lot. But how important it is to really focus in to the manual script that was given for how the thing should operate. And you know, I got to thinking about that because the brother was talking about how this car broke down and the people was a little disgruntled with Ford and, you know, and it's Ford's fault. My car broke down, you know, but here in that book it told them that they would have changed their timing chain at a certain amount of mileage. The problem wouldn't have occurred. It was maintenance that needed to be done. And how that's God's word. We have the greatest manual that was ever written.
Amen.
And you know, it's laying here today and I just want to read some things pertaining to that. And, you know, oftentimes we have troubles in life and things arise and problems. And a lot of times it's our problem is because we didn't stop to see what the manual said about it before we jumped into the thing. And sometimes that's where our problems come. But how we should really, truly want to consult that precious manual and how it ought to mean more to us as days goes by. You know, you like I said, you take the natural. Brother Paul's a farmer. He goes out and buys a big old combine thing, costs lots of money. I'm sure he's sitting down with that manual to study that, to make sure he knows exactly how to operate it before he goes out there, and because a mistake can be very costly. Cost him time in the field and time with the machine and money. It happens. And Brother Settles is a carpenter, same way. You know, he's going to build a house. He gets the blueprints. He's making sure he's studying that blueprint to make sure it's right in line before he ever starts, because one wrong wall in the wrong spot is a lot of money and a lot of cost and a lot of tear down and rebuild. And that's how steady as we type that over into the spiritual, how important it is that we don't try to skip any steps in God's word. The manual's laying here, and it was laid out perfectly, and how we must come precisely. Even this morning, the instructions was in the manual for how that service is to be conducted. And even after service, how one of the sisters was saying, that's how foot worship communion should be done. You know, what a representation can go out when the manual's followed. Is that because our pastor knowed exactly how to do this or do that? We do it here? No. We followed the manual that was sent down by God. And that's where people have got so messed up today. They left the manual that was handed to us. And how each one of us, I pray it'll just cause a little stir greater in our hearts to make sure we're consulting our manual, to make sure that it's a roadmap and it's going to get us safely where we're going. But we must follow it to the letter. Amen. But here in the Church Age book, paragraph, page 16 and about paragraph 1, Brother Branham was talking before he started bringing the Church Age message. He said, you will recall that I mentioned at the beginning of this message that this book we're studying is the actual revelation of Jesus himself in the church and his work in the future ages. And then I mentioned that it takes the Holy Spirit to give us revelation or we will fail to get it. Bringing these two thoughts together, you will see that it won't take just an ordinary study and thinking to make this book real. It's going to take the operation of the Holy Ghost. And that means this book can't be revealed to anyone but a special class of people. It will take one with prophetic insight. Amen. It will require the ability to hear from God. It will require supernatural instruction, not just a student comparing verse with verse, though that is good. But a mystery requires the teaching of the Spirit, or it never becomes clear. And how we need to hear from God and lay ourselves open and become yielded to the Spirit to hear and know. Amen. And how God has truly seen that we had spiritual teaching. Amen. Spiritual instruction and revelation. Here in the message, Christ is revealed in his own word. Amen. Going to start about paragraph 102. This was preached August 22nd, 1965. And we've heard these things many times, but don't just let it be words that I'm reading, but think about it, amen, as we read it. Again, we've heard it many times. Page 23, bottom, paragraph 102. God in sundry times in divers manners spake to the fathers through the prophets. Now, 2 Timothy 3, let's see what it says. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may stand perfect, thoroughly furnished in all good works. All right, then, all scripture is wrote by inspiration. Jesus here on the earth said that the heavens and earth would pass away, but his word wouldn't. He said all scripture must be fulfilled. So then the book is not a book of man's writing, it's a book of God's writings. Now we know God chose by predestination his church and his place, his prophets, all about it. By foreknowledge, he predestinated his prophet. And when the age arrived, he had his prophet arrive at the same time and inspired him as he wrote the Bible by him. Now, God wrote the Bible only using the prophet because that's his way of doing it, see? It is the word of God, not the word of man. God is a person. God can speak. God can talk. God can write. He didn't have to do it that way, but that's the way he chose to do it. He didn't have to do it that way. Wait, but he just chose to do it that way. Now you say God wrote with his finger, his own majestic finger, the Ten Commandments. So God could write himself if he wanted to, but he chose to write it through prophets, see, because it was his attributes, his word he expressed through them, making all a part of him, see. He could write with his finger. He took his finger and wrote on the walls of Babylon, thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting. He wrote with his own finger. God can talk. Do you believe God can talk? He talked to Moses on the mount in a burning bush. You believe that? Yes, sir. He talked to John in the form of a dove. This is my beloved son in whom I'm pleased to dwell in. He talked to him. He spoke to Jesus on Mount Transfiguration before Peter, James, and John. He can talk. He's not mute. God can talk. So he spoke to Jesus. He spoke to Jesus before a whole multitude of people. And when the people said it thundered, but it was God speaking to Jesus. And almost all of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is Jesus speaking. He is God. So God can talk. took his own finger and wrote on the sand one day, and he spoke and he preached and he prophesied with his own lips, God did. And when he was made flesh and dwelt among us, God manifested in flesh. If he can write, speak, can't he also tell others what to do? Certainly can. He can talk to them in a human voice. He can write and show them what to do. He has done it. So God in sundry times and divers manners spoke to the fathers through the prophets. He said on this writing that not one jot or tittle shall ever pass away until it's fulfilled. And then it's manifested, then it will pass because it's manifested. But it can't pass then, but just the word itself is made flesh. Jot means small word, tittle means small mark. Not one punctuation, one expression, anything shall ever fail in the word of God. It can't fail because it's God, and God manifested in a form of human flesh. For it's God himself in letter form, prophet form, manifested in flesh. Now that's the reason Jesus could say, the ones who spoke to you, you call them gods. Who spoke to you by the word of God? Said they are gods. Those prophets, when they were anointed with the Spirit of God and brought exactly the word of God, they were gods. It was God's word speaking through them. They only interpret as the author would permit them to interpret. And if you want to find that, that's 2 Peter 1, 20-21, because there is where God, there's no private interpreter. He does his own interpretation. Amen. So I want you to think of that. This instruction we've got, that's ministered from so often, and even Thursday night service, that was God speaking to his people. The manual that he set down for us. And you know, that manual can't fail. Not one piece of it. Amen. When you follow its instructions the way that it was handed down, it will bring the results that the manual said it would. It'll happen just that way in our hearts and our lives. Amen. But we've got to make sure that we just don't take it as somebody said, that's what I ought to do. But no, we got to remember that our author and the finisher of our faith, yes, he put that into there. Mm-hmm. So we would know exactly the steps to take, yes, to arrive where he said that little bride would be in this last age. Amen. Not some man's idea. It's not some church's creed. That was God. God has kept this pure. God put this together with no man's fingers involved. And he put this together with no man's fingers involved. And he brought it all together for this last stage with a purity. And placed a people here that he saw in his mind before there was ever a moon or a star. That they would be in the right position to receive it. And you know, we can look back through the scriptures and we see these examples of others that God had at certain times. And let me just read this concerning Noah in the Message and Vestments, January 26, 1963, page 18, paragraph 150. He says, watch, Noah was called by the word of God, and he took out an investment in God, God's word of promise. He purposed, no matter how bad it looked, how much the rest of the world didn't believe it, Noah made that invested. He invested in God. Though it was contrary to science, he could stay there. We could stay there a long time. Notice, contrary to their religious belief, contrary in scientific research of that day, there wasn't any rain in the skies and it never rained. So therefore, he had to take a stand and make an investment. And he did so in the promise of God. Amen. What need do you need this morning that may look impossible in man's eyes? But God is, he specializes in things thought impossible. Amen. And he chose a people to prove that through. It's not just a word we read. And that's, sometimes we read these things, we've heard these things. Our God can do this, and our God did this through the prophet. But that God's not dead, he's still alive. Amen. And the same, following the same principles that the manual laid out then, now will bring the same results. It'll provide, it'll do the same thing without a vision. It can happen today for you and I. Amen. But if we can line up and know that, hey, I've done it all right down the line. I've kept up with every service. I've made sure that all the tires had air in them. I made sure the oil was changed. Made sure this happened in the natural, so to speak. But over here on this side, I know I repented with godly conviction. I know I was baptized, and I know I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I know I'm an overcomer by the grace of God, and I see the results of it in my life. When the word comes forth, I see my body changing. I see my body turning. I'm not the person I used to be. When I begin to draw confidence in what the manual said would happen, and I see it taking place, what a joy it ought to build up in our hearts. And how it ought to start to stir in me. Amen. And then I look around and I see this world getting into the condition it's in, the bleakness. And people get run, starting to run scared. But yet I know at the end of this, what's the result going to be?
Amen.
And what a joy it ought to be stirring in my heart. Lord, I see my home coming into view.
Yes.
I see the time that I've longed for, the prophets have spoke about.
Yes.
And all the prophet talked about, we've seen it come to pass. And now's the time there ought to be a joy in our hearts.
Yes.
Amen. You know, we know they may lock this church door someday. Someday we may not be able to get it. We don't know for sure. We just know the things our prophets told us.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to fret and worry, because the one that holds tomorrow,
amen,
I know him. Amen. And by God's grace, he knows me.
Yes.
And I know he's holding me in the palm of his hand.
Amen.
Might see some tough times. We might have to go through some rough things. But as I know, as long as I'm anchored in this manual that's laying here,
amen,
I know he'll see me through. Amen. Hallelujah. He says he had to stand and make an investment. He did so in the promise of God. Satan tried in every way he could, yet he held on to his investment, and it paid off at the end time by saving his life. Now, businessmen, what better investment could you make than that? At the end, we are. Even science itself now comes in with this and tells us that it's right. Midnight hour is fixing to strike. What good is our big things going to do? What good is our great denomination, a million and more and so forth like this, build them like that, when eternal life is waiting out yonder? And we have the opportunity, and we're invited to receive this Christ, the God that could take you and position you in his word in such a place, till when you speak, the things that it's foresaw and foretold and so forth could work right through you every time exactly, never fails, and it can't fail. What was our brother talking about Thursday night? Believe what you receive when you pray.
Amen.
Amen. That's God's word. It's in the manual. Amen. If you can stand before me and your heart condemns you not.
Amen.
Oh, my saints, what a joy ought to be burning.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Never fails, can't fail. You say, I've seen that tried. Yes, I know. You see it fail where there's impersonations. But when you see the genuine, it cannot fail, because it's God. And God sets these things for an example, and the others might see. You say, how does it come? By all-night fasting? That's good. All-night prayer meeting, that's still good. But obedience to the word is where it comes. Obeying the word, see?
Amen.
And it paid off by saving his life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And how we should take great concern in making sure that I'm lining up in this manual. How I should make sure it's lining up in me and I see the results that it said it would produce. Amen. You know, you go buy a pickup truck and maybe they tell you it'll tow so much weight. Or maybe you buy it and you get it home, hook it to a trailer and start down the road and it's not towing the weight. And it just don't seem like it can pull it. But it said it would. And if the people that built it said it was capable and they put the time into it, there's got to be some reason something's wrong. Must be with the truck, and we'd take it right back where it come from. Well, when we can look into God's word, if we see one place that what he said would happen is not happening in my life, then I need to go back and find out what's wrong with my mechanics here to get it to work just exactly the way he said it would.
Amen.
And that's where we've got to be weighing up. Lord, this is the time. This is the full age of maturity. This is that time right before the catching away of that little bride. She's got to be there without spot or blemish in his image. And the word being fulfilled through her life in its fullness and its reality. And oh my, how much greater when we stand there with that token, knowing that if you stand praying and ask and God gives it, and you can see God reward that prayer and see that thing, whatever it may be. It might be a healing, financial need, it doesn't matter. But when you can see God move on for something you asked for in faith believing and see God meet it, how much greater assurance is that blessed assurance going to be that day when California slides in, there's going to be a rock steadfast assurance, I know he's coming for me.
Amen.
There won't be no doubt. There won't be no guessing. You'll be waiting in love, longing, looking for that appearing.
Amen.
Amen. It's a reality, saints.
Yes, it is.
It's got to come. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Here in the message, these are just two little quotes. This is out of Investments preached in Shreveport, November 24th, 1962, and he's talking about Noah. He said, the waters began to come high on the ark, and Miss Noah, probably her daughter-in-laws were wondering. Noah said, just hold still. God made the promise. Our assurance is absolutely assured to us, And he knew that his construction had been according to his instruction. And I wonder today if we watch and look around and find out if our constructions are according to the instructions. For he said, if a man believes me in the works that I do, shall he do also. I wonder if our construction will compare with the instructions that we've been given. And how that's truly we should be looking. Amen. That's what we're doing every time we come in here. And every day. Is my construction matching the instructions that I've got? If so, then ask what you will. Amen. And God will give it to you. Amen. Because you wouldn't ask for anything that he didn't want you to ask for. Amen. Here in the message, Letting Off Pressure. This was preached 63, January 13, 63. Talking about Israel. There was no pressure with Israel. They could let off pressure because they were safely under the blood. Oh my. That great night of the Passover, they must have been calm, let off pressure, because they could examine and see they had the blood. And when they seen the blood, they knowed he had promised he'd pass over. Oh, after they had followed all of the instructions of God, God's promise to pass over them. Now what a picture of that is for the church today. And amen, you know, that just with the message we had Thursday evening, and then as we were talking about those things, how it just struck me. As an individual, am I truly interested that these instructions are followed and that it's being lived out through me? Or I just come to a service. I know God can heal me. I know God can do these things for me. But I don't ask because I'm really not staying in there to make sure I'm in the instructions. But He wants to be worshipped. He put us here for His glory. What need do I have? God's a healer. God can do all these things. And we repeat that over and over. But He can. I've seen Him do it. And He can do it for you and I. But He's not wanting it to be with the laying on of our hands. Yes, if there's a need, we can do that. But it's the time of that faith should be built up in our hearts. Where we should be able to stand as sons and daughters of God, knowing who we are with a reality and an assurance in our hearts. The Lord, I know I've matched your requirement. Lord, I'm standing there before you. Amen. How that ought to be the drive in our hearts to reach that place in God. That assurance is that strong in me. Not that, I'm leaning on brother so-and-so, I'm leaning on sister so-and-so. No, it's got to be an individual affair. It's got to be to you personally. Amen. Amen. Let me see here. Hallelujah. This is in the Message and Absolute. Amen. Page 11, this was preached in December 1st, 1963. Brother Branham speaking, he says, I'm tied to that ultimate. That's the end of all strife. I'm tied to it. That's my life. I was a sinner when Christ saved me, and I met something, and since that came into me, it's been different. I'm tied to it. Everything that I am is tied right there. When God's separating His life, let me live in Him and Him in me, then we're tied. It don't make any difference what others want to believe. And this is where it's got to come, saints. It don't matter what other people say. It doesn't matter what you've heard, what somebody else is telling you. You got to focus everyone else out and look into the genuine manual script. Focus everything out, anything you've heard in any place in your life. Growing up, we heard a lot of things. We go through school, we learn a lot of things. We come in contact with a lot of different beliefs through the message. But you've got to focus that all out and lose everything. Every denomination, any kind of a creed or idea, you got to get rid of it. It's got to be gone. Focus into what God said. It don't make any difference what others want to believe. To the individual, you're tied to that. Brother Brandon Patsy's Bible, that's your ultimate. That's the last word. And then if He is the word, then this must be the last word. This must settle whatever that says it. That's the scarlet thread. That is Christ. And anything contrary to that, I know nothing about it. That's what we want to know, is what this word says. For I am tied to Christ, and Christ is the word. You get it now? Amen. And the portion of His word that's allotted for this day, His Holy Spirit is here to manifest that portion of word. Just like back there at His birth, Isaiah 9:6, all down through the scriptures, everything was spoke of Him. It was fulfilled. Over in the book of Luke, we see it, and He was at the end. He was the end of the prophecy, too, of Him. He fulfilled that, the history, the songs, everything in the Old Testament that spoke of Him, it was fulfilled right there. That became the ultimate. That became the tie post of the Word of God for that age. And the real born-again people of this age that's filled with the Holy Ghost is the tie post of the scripture that's got to be fulfilled in these last days. They are the ultimate. It's God's ultimate because it's his word. The word is Christ, the tie post. There's no way to get away from it. Something's holding you. And I said it makes you do things you ordinarily wouldn't do. It made Paul do things he ordinarily wouldn't do. Amen. How many people you know can kneel down and wash somebody's foot and just feel a special something burning in their heart and understand and be able to cry tears and do it with a joy in their heart? It makes you do things normal people don't like to do. And do it with a joy and a love. Amen. It made Moses do things ordinarily he wouldn't do. It makes every man and woman do things they wouldn't do ordinarily. It's something that you are centered to. It's something that's your stabilizer. Amen. It's like an anchor to a ship, and the ship is tied to the anchor. In the time of a storm, and Christ is your absolute, you're tied to him. In the time of trouble, the ship, if you let it rock, it'll break against the rocks. But what they do, they drop the anchor, and the anchor drags until it snags into a rock foundation. And the ship is tied to the anchor. It's the absolute for the ship. And a born-again Christian is tied to Christ. The Bible is the anchor. It's the only thing we're tied to. Let the organizations, let the different things, let science, let educators say anything they want. As long as the word says it and promises it, we're tied to that. There's something won't let us move from it. That's right. A real born-again Christian, they stay with that word. If it says a certain thing to do and a way to do it, that's the way we must do it. No matter what anybody else says, that's what God said, and we're tied to it. A Christ-centered life. Amen. And that's what we want in our hearts and in our lives. But how often we've heard somebody say something and we've let that influence the way we thought. But oh my, we've got to push it all aside and make sure that we're truly not asking somebody's opinion that doesn't really know. But go back and get the real opinion and find out what will make the thing work. Amen. And God will move it right on time all the way through. But amen, don't just throw it in the glove compartment. But let's read it. Amen. Let's make sure we understand exactly what God wants for us. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments. Just a short exhortation, but I pray just a little something to strike your heart. Amen. Make us think. Because you know it's true. That was just a life situation we were talking about. But how much truth is in that? And how we see it. It's human nature. I don't need that. I already know about that. How much do we do that with God's word? I've already heard that. I know about that. No, let's make sure we really understand what God said about it. Amen. Because it'll bring the results that he said would be there if it's in our life. Amen. How it ought to be good to see that little spark down in there every now and then during a song service make somebody's hand really shoot up. Somebody really shout a hallelujah from their heart. Amen. Maybe somebody really stand to their feet, really just joy in it. Amen. It's not got to be a group thing. Amen. But an individual joy down in your heart. But oh my, you can't manufacture it. You can't just put it there. If it's not there, it just won't shine out. But you know, and I'm built a little different than a lot of people. I'm very outgoing. And maybe that's easier for me to say hallelujah or amen and raise my hand. But oh my, it's not just me on the outside, but there's something down on the inside that's just burning. Amen. When you think, I am blessed, yes, I am blessed. Amen. Oh, I've been so blessed. Amen. Amen. You know, you drive down the street. I was driving through Logan Saturday and saw a couple come out of an old house. Just really rough. And you know, I was thinking, I thought, Lord, one thought different. That could be me. You know, I drive down the road in somewhat of a nice little car. And I've got nice clothes on and comb my hair and I look nice. And got a nice family. And you know, sometimes it's easy to look and judge somebody that's over there in that condition. But just remember, if it wasn't for God's mercy and grace, one thought different, I could be the drunk that's in town staggering on a street somewhere. But God, by his mercy and grace, saw me and he's mine, and he brought me here where the word's at. And I thank God every day for the blessings that I see in my life. Don't take it for granted. Oh, I'm a worker. Who give you that desire? Who give you that desire to follow the word that says provide for your own. Amen. And to take care of the things God's given you. Right. Don't never fail to remember that without him we are truly nothing. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Let's stand if you would. I am blessed as our brother comes again. Amen. I am blessed. I am blessed every day that
Do you know you're blessed?
Ah, oh, we are very blessed. Hallelujah. Now, what if things would get hard? What if it would get rough? What if we were put in the same situation that some of these people that's in the message don't know where they stand? We surely hope that there's bride down there, but in Venezuela. Put in that position. Hardly any food. No electric. Government. Complete mess. You know? And what if we were put in that position?
Amen.
And it's not beyond happening, that's for sure. And, you know, as far as the weather, what it's doing and everything. I mean, it's getting impossible. I was reading a thing the other day where it was only like one-tenth of the crops in this country are put out this time. That's really bad. Really bad. And if the weather pattern goes on, those states, it'll never get them out, they said this year, because of the floods and so forth. Could get bad, really bad, you know? And we're not promised it won't be. It could be, you see? But will we still feel we're blessed?
Amen.
Amen. If we have to pray for food to be put on our table, will we still feel we're blessed?
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, with the eternal life he's given us, we're blessed.
Amen.
Amen. We may have to go through some rough times. I don't know. I believe we will. I believe absolutely we will. I believe we'll go through some rough times before the Lord comes. But as I said, I trust we better hold to the standard and read now the manual. Amen. Make sure we know what the manual says and be prepared for it. That's right. Because we are blessed. As we've made the statements before, if God would never bless us with another thing, would you still love him and serve him?
Amen.
Glory. Because we are blessed more than just spiritually. But we are blessed in a land of plenty. But I believe with all my heart it'll come to an end. I really do. And very possibly before the Lord comes to take us home. And it may get rough. And the prophet spoke of many different things that would take place. So, the way I feel, we probably are in the most blessed state we will ever be in, even in material and food and clothing right now, you see. So, we ought to appreciate it.
Amen.
But there's a press that must come on. And like the prophets and our brother mentioned, could close these doors on these days. You know, and I wonder where our desire would be then to try to sneak and go somewhere and gather. You know? Years ago, as I remember Brother Donat from Belgium,
Amen.
They was gathering secretly in basements then. Yeah, they weren't allowed to gather. What if it comes here? I believe it will. Will we have that desire to press to be there? Have to hide? Try to keep from being seen? Huh? Oh my. How much desire would we have then? Glory. Amen. So we ought to be thankful even for the many things in life that he's blessed us with. Amen. We appreciate it. But may that, first above all, may we be appreciative of the blessing of eternal life. And that holy desire that he's given us.
Amen.
To serve him and love him. Amen. You appreciate the word tonight?
Amen.
I appreciated that. Amen. And pray we'll think about that. You know? Because I've been guilty of the same thing. I've bought things and try to put them together. And you get about halfway through and it just ain't going right. I'm going to have to get these because they go, I'm a smart fella. You know, I can figure this out. Don't look very, very hard. But then when you get into it and get all messed up, then you got to go back. But I trust we'll always stay in that and come forward with it so we won't get anything messed up. Amen. Start from the manual from the beginning.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we are so thankful to have been here. And it's been a wonderful day, Lord. And we appreciate it so very much. And truly our hearts is waiting in expectation for the next service, if you should tarry. And if it be your will, Lord, it's as the prophet said, Lord, we couldn't hardly wait till those doors open. And Father, that's what's in our heart. We can't wait for the doors to be opened, that we could come back again and gather together in one mind and one accord and wait on the Holy Spirit, your guidance, your leadership, Lord, to let us see anything in our lives that may be short on us, Lord, and maybe not being done just right. Just help us, Lord. We want to be right in everything. So we pray that you'll bless these people now and protect them, keep them safe again, we ask, and bless Paul and Heather, Lord, as they return back home tonight in a long journey. And Father, I've thought of that many times, and Brother Pitt and coming here, I think, my, that's such a long way to drive. And you know me, Lord, I don't like driving to start with. I'm just not much of one driving to the distance. But Lord, I think about that many times. I think that's a lot of load, you know. But Father, may they be blessed for doing so. And just keep them safe. And Father, just thank you for your precious word this day. And keep us safe this whole week, Lord. And may we, on our jobs, as brothers, as we go on our jobs and sisters in the homes, whatever we may be doing, Lord, may you have your preeminence in our lives and all things, that we may glorify your name and express to this nation and this people that you are alive. Thank you now for everything. In your precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I awake, I am blessed. Amen. I wake up in the morning, head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. One more. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I wake, I am blessed. When I wake up from the morning till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. May God bless you more. You're dismissed. Amen.